Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and we are coming up on, in our area, what can be considered the real official start of summertime. That's Bridge Fest. The celebration has been going on for a number of years. Is this 10 years now, guys?
Oh, it's 31 years.
31 years. Why am I thinking 10 years? Wow, 31 years. I'm joined right now by Dave Crowley and Ryan Tolles. They're part of the Bridge Fest committee, and we're just days away from the start of this thing. How are we looking so far?
Well, planning is well underway, and I think we're in good shape. Going to bring another great event with a lot of the things that people expect out of Bridge Fest, and then a few new things this year as well.
Now, what's coming? Let's talk about the events. What's coming back?
Yeah, so I mean, as people are used to, we've got the helicopter people coming in from Duluth again, so there'll be helicopter rides from the Hancock side of the bridge all weekend. You know, it's not Seafood Fest anymore, as we know from last year, but we are going to have food and beer and wine and music in the park Friday and Saturday. Everything starts Friday at 3 and runs till 11:30 or midnight, somewhere in there. And then everything for food and music and entertainment on Saturday will run noon till after the fireworks. So again, 11:30, 12, somewhere in there. And we have expanded food vendors this year. We have more than we had last year, so we're looking forward to that. Laser tag comes back. That was popular last year. Last year it was on the pavement. This year it's going to be on the grass, so I think people can get a little bit more rambunctious about laser tag this year. That should be fun. And it's going to be adjacent to all the other events going on, so it might be entertaining for people to spectate that this year.
Yeah, those folks at Respawn. When I went and did it, they were still over at the D. I think they've moved out of there now and have a new facility.
They're in the Copper Country Mall now.
The Copper Country Mall. Okay, yeah. Yeah. But even over there, it was still really, really cool. I haven't been back to do it, but I need to.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've gone a couple of times myself with the kids, and it's been a good time. The parade, of course, Friday night, as usual. And this year, for the first time in, what, 3 years, Dave?
Yeah. Well, full parade the last two, we didn't do the full route, but this year we'll be back to going through Hancock and Houghton and across the bridge, which is probably pretty appropriate since it is Bridge Fest. But
before we get into the parade, what kind of effect did that construction have? Did it reduce the number of people involved, or did we ever kind of take it in stride?
I don't know that it really affected the actual full activity of the weekend. There might have been a few people who stayed away because they heard about all the traffic tie-ups and things. But I think overall, for our first year of doing it last year separately without the Seafood Fest, I think it went pretty well.
Okay. Didn't mean to interrupt you. A question just popped in my head, and now I know that we are past all that construction, and both sides are open, and everybody's looking forward again. I know from getting video footage, it was always nice to see everybody coming across the bridge, and for a couple of years now, we haven't had that kind of iconic picture of, here's Bridge Fest, people coming across the bridge. It'd be nice to have that again this year.
Right. Right.
And we will go from Hancock to Houghton is the plan this year. That'll be the order for the parade route there. So as far as other stuff that people are used to, the chicken bingo is back this year, but instead of being on the parking deck in downtown, it's going to be in the park with everything else this year. That'll be 5 to 7 on Saturday. Music headliners Friday night, Night Screamer Saturday night, Tom Cataline and Highway 41. And probably the most popular, biggest thing everybody looks forward to is the fireworks at dusk on Saturday.
They're pretty neat.
Another big fireworks show, and looking forward to that. And, all the extraneous, there's tennis and ping pong and lots of things going on through the weekend that are all on our schedule if you go to www.bridgefestfun.com.
All right, we're going to turn our attention back to the parade right now, because I know, Dave, we talked a little bit earlier on the live show about some things that you wanted people to know. This, of course, airs on Sunday, so it gives people a few more days here to get their ducks in a row, which you would very much appreciate.
Yeah. People don't often or always realize how important it is to register ahead of time, because when you don't have people registered, the lineup can be really chaotic. And the last few years, having pushed the idea of registration and getting a good number registering beforehand, the lineups have gone so smoothly. Everybody gets a map telling them where to pull in, to line up, and instructions. And if they don't register ahead of time, they don't have that. So the ones who do just have to show up, find their place, and it just falls right into place and goes. I mean, you could probably line up 10 minutes before if everybody registered and pulled into their place. But no, the lineup will start at 5:30. We do that because not everybody is going to come there right at 5:30. So the more who can come a little earlier, I know some of them get a little antsy having to wait that long, but it's just, it's nice to know that people are there. You know, if they start coming in like about 6:45, you start going, oh, are they going to be here? Are we, you know? I know years ago up in Calumet, I started a parade, and one of the bands that was coming, I think from Bessemer, was out on the highway yet in their buses. They got in just in time to get into where they were supposed to come out of. Luckily, they were near the end of the lineup, but I had no idea they weren't even there yet, because we were strung out all over Laurium on all those side streets coming off of Lakeland and Ave. But
where are you lining everybody up?
We're lining up on South Lincoln Drive, which is basically the highway that goes from Gino's Corner up to Santori's Curve. The traffic will be detoured down Ethel Ave, and it's actually probably one of the best places to line up, because it's so wide you can use both sides of the street and have a little more ability to see who's there and who isn't. We will have the Roller Girls again helping us line up. They've been really helpful the last few years. You know, they come on their skates and they just zip up and down the the lineup route there, and they're really good about making sure everybody goes in where they need to be and signing up the people who show up without registering, because there is a registration fee.
Oh, they didn't know that. Okay.
It's $35. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that parades aren't free. there are costs to it, and there are costs actually to the whole event, and sometimes you need to make sure you're going to cover all those costs, insurance, and all those other things that come up. So there is a fee, and they've been really good about catching people and making sure we get them signed up and get the information.
You should have a lot of participants, being that it's another one of our glorious election years and contested races. So
those are coming in.
And we are talking, you know, for the parade lineup at 5:30 and the parade at 7, we're talking about Friday, June 15th, just to make sure we're clear about that. And as far as registration goes, it is online registration. So again, go to the website, bridgefestfund.com, click on registration forms. There's a parade registration form and further information on that. And also, for anyone still maybe thinking about being a vendor, there are registration forms for that as well on that page.
I got some information that was emailed to me. There was it's like the flyer was part of it too, and it said June 14th through the 17th. The 14th is Thursday. What's happening Thursday?
Just the helicopter rides. They come in on Thursday, so that's why it is technically the 14th through the 17th. Helicopter rides start Thursday. There are a few events on Sunday, Father's Day, but the meat of everything is Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th.
Okay. Number of years that I've covered that for the news, I'd always go down to the waterfront when it was being, closer to 5 o'clock. Now, of course, now I think most everything's now at the park. It had started to stretch out. Is that still the same?
We're going to stretch down the waterfront a little bit toward the bridge, but we are pretty well consolidated within the park. And then there is the one-way traffic on Lakeshore Drive from the old Medical Arts Depot building all the way back around and up to M26, which gives us a lot of parking, because in the lane we go one way in one lane and the other lane is angle parking along that whole length. So the whole length is parking, but most of the vendors and everything that's going on will be in or very near the park.
Do you have a list of food vendors, choices people will have?
I don't have a listing online, but I can tell you we're planning on having Volworth's, the new food truck here on Montezuma Avenue, DeFork and DeRoad.
Heard of it, yes.
So they're going to be there, so people will be able to try them out. The new barbecue, Baby E's.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to be there. Rez Robbins Fry Bread from down in Barriga. So people have gone to Powwow, maybe had those kind of things before. He'll be there, and he was there last year and was really popular. We have an elephant ear vendor. We have a kombucha tea vendor coming in from Marquette. So people who are into that sort of thing will have that option as well. I don't even know what it is. And I think I mentioned Valworth's and another sort of a hot dog and sloppy Joe kind of a trailer called Munchies. I think they're out of Lake Linden. I think that's most of the food.
I love that. I love the variety, especially because I tend to spend kind of a long time there, mm-hmm. you know, and have to eat there, you know, for, you know, there's always Friday night and then lunch Saturday and then even later on eating again Saturday. So I to have a variety there is kind of nice. I like that. I do miss the Seafood Fest portion of it, but I'm glad that they still have their option, you know, when they do their thing. This is kind of nice.
Yeah, and we really wanted to go with a wide variety of things, something for every taste, something for every budget. So we're really trying to keep our price points very reasonable. Most of these vendors have things available for just a few dollars. So you can come and bring the whole family, and it'll be very affordable to come out and eat and drink and have fun.
What are the costs associated for people coming to this?
There are no costs associated to come to Bridgefest. I mean, you can come to the park and take in the music and... You know, your kids can still go to the playground and go to the beach, and, you know, the park is open to the public. So there is no admission. There is nothing like that at Bridgefest. So you don't have to spend any money to come and enjoy the fireworks. You don't have to spend any money to come and enjoy. However, we would appreciate the support from the community, obviously. So we have the food vendors, and we'd like you to support them so they'll continue to come out and support us. We are selling beer and wine in the park. The food vendors will have water and soft drinks and things like that. But we're selling beer and wine, and those proceeds go to support the event and also to support the Hancock Rotary.
Oh, okay.
Who is in charge of those beer and wine sales for us. So, but that's one of the great things about this community event. There, you know, it doesn't have to cost you anything. And you can just come out and do whatever you choose, and there's no set program you need to follow when you come to Bridgefest. Hmm.
What about volunteers? Because there was a call out for volunteers.
Yep, we're still looking for volunteers, mostly to do things in the park, like make sure that no alcohol leaves our fenced-in perimeter that we have to have for our license, and checking IDs and selling drink tickets. We're pretty good with the Hancock Rotarians and the people actually pouring, although I think we could still use a few people there. We really need people on Saturday, and these could be, you know, even middle school or high school students or adults, but we really need people because we have inflatables this year for littler kids, and we need people to supervise those, and that's one area that we're really still looking for volunteers for. And anybody who wants to volunteer should email bridgefest@up.net. And let us know when you're available, and we can get back to you and say, here's how you could help us during those times. Dave, I don't know, for the parade, are you still looking for anybody?
We're pretty good. We've got the search and rescue group that has helped with traffic control for the last several years. And I know usually the fire departments are willing to put out some people to help with the police with that kind of thing. And like I say, I've got the roller girls for the lineup, so that really helps. So really, we're pretty well covered as far as I'm aware. I need to check with both of the police departments. Houghton's pretty good. Hancock is still a little bit. They have a few less personnel this year in their police department, so he was kind of looking into what he can get from the fire department, and some of the search and rescue people hopefully can be on that side too. So,
yeah, we really get great support from both the city of Houghton and the city of Hancock on the parade, especially with all the traffic rerouting and detours. And it's really turnkey for us as a committee. They take care of that, and we really appreciate all their efforts there.
Yeah, this definition of the community of event, this the thing is, because of so many people that have to come and help. And even if you're not going to the Bridgefest, your patience is appreciated. Traffic through downtown Houghton is, you know, trying to get home if you're coming, you know, from Tech, or trying to get up to the west side over there. Well, you're going to have to be patient come around that time.
The good thing is that there's no closures till 6:45 Friday evening. So, you know, we're not hopefully getting in the way of too many people getting off of work at 5 o'clock, those kinds of things. So it should hopefully not be too much of an inconvenience for too many people.
One of the things I really did enjoy, just personal experience, is you know, being there at night, you know, when it starts to get a little later over at Ridgefest, it's still a safe, family fun environment. You know,
right.
I have been to events down in the city, downstate, where you kind of, if you're there with your family, you got to get out of there, you know, before the sun goes down. It can get, you know, people start having a little bit too much to drink. This gets a little bit rowdy. You know, it's just not, doesn't seem so safe. I've never had that feeling with Bridgefest. It seems, you know, even when, you know, as the sun starts to go down, people are still having a good time, that there's still law enforcement present there. And you know, I never once, at least not personally, again, never once felt that it, you know, there was any worry about being there with my kids.
Yeah, I think that's a testament to our community. You know, we live in the Copper Country, and that's why we live here, right? Because people don't get out of hand. And yeah, I can't thank the police departments enough, Houghton Police Department especially. They do a great job monitoring and having a presence and being visible. And yeah, as long as I've been involved with Ridgefest for a few years now, Dave's been involved for a long time, I've never heard of any issues like that at all. And that's it's like I said, it's just that's the community we live in, and that's why we enjoy living here.
And it was always intended to be a family affair. I mean, years ago, the radio station used to have the Family Olympics, and that was quite fun. I participated one year. They had the sack races and wheelbarrow races and three-legged races. And, in fact, Sheriff McLean was my partner for the wheelbarrow race one year. And we won.
Yeah.
It's just a good place for families to come out. And it's nice that we have this and several other activities throughout the year that can bring families out and bring people out. I mean, that's what community is, being together, commune, you know, commune with each other. And if we lose that, you really lose a lot. Mm-hmm. So this is why we need to support these kind of things. And people need to come out and participate and see your neighbors and your friends you haven't seen for a while. And just enjoy being together and make those connections.
Yeah, I had a bird's eye view, so to speak, last year because of the launch party for 99.3 to Lift, which mm-hmm. we did there at Bridgefest, and we had those frisbees that we were passing out, and everybody playing frisbees and frisbee in the lawn, you know, was just, you know, seeing the kids out there and the, you know, moms and dads and mm-hmm. stuff just having a good time on a, you know, it was a nice, you know, summer-like day. You know, we don't get too many real summer days, but it was a summer-ish day.
I think the only 2 days it didn't rain in June last year were the days of Bridgefest, actually. So we got really lucky on that. And I want to emphasize, too, when we talk about community, we don't just mean Houghton and Hancock. You know, this is really a Copper Country-wide event. We're going to get people to come up from Barrago. We're going to get people to come from down Twin Lakes, you know, Painesdale South Rangeway. We're going to get people from Calumet and Lorium to come down, probably further up in the Keweenaw as well. So it's really for everybody. And that's the reason, you know, we're sort of the first event in the summer, and we're going to stay on this weekend because there's a lot of other towns in this area that have all their events around 4th of July and later in the mm-hmm. summer. And we want everyone to have their time, and we want to support them. And hopefully everyone from those communities can come support us.
And it's tradition, and you always hold it on the Father's Day weekend.
Always on the Father's Day weekend. Yep.
Yeah. That's great. You know, for much of the rest of the country, Memorial Day weekend is their start of the summer. We actually had them. Blistering hot Memorial Day weekend, and the bugs sure liked it. But you know, this for our area was kind of, you know, things don't really get going here in the summer until after Bridgefest. So it does usher in the summer season for us.
Yeah, and I also think about it. It's usually the first weekend after school gets out, so it's really summer for a lot of families once school is over as well.
Yeah. All right, terrific. Any other information people need to know before heading out coming up next weekend?
Yeah, just want to mention a few new things for this year. Probably the biggest new thing is there will be a 5K run and walk in front of the parade this year. So if you're interested in doing something active and getting some improved fitness, you can go to the website and register for that run. That registration is going to stay open. You can even come the day of the race and register. It's going to start near the parade start, right near the Chris Doyle and Hancock there. So come out for that. I mentioned the inflatables. Well, they'll be much expanded this year. So I just want to mention those. And that 5K race, also want to mention, is going to benefit 31 Backpacks, which is a great local charity. And also want to mention our sponsors. Superior National Bank is our presenting sponsor for the second year now, and their support is invaluable. We can't run this event without a big title sponsor like that. And Superior Nationals really stepped up and helped us out. And then a lot of partners in the community. We mentioned the city of Houghton, city of Hancock, all the radio stations in the area, including this one, Peterlin Distributing, Superior Equipment and Events, big supporters and doing a lot behind the scenes to help us out. I mentioned Hancock Rotary, and also the Keweenaw Chamber of Commerce is lending both support in terms of time and in terms of funds. So I want to mention that we have all those great supporters keeping us going.
Dave and I talked about that run.
Right. Yeah, that's the one thing I want people to understand, too, that run is going to run the route of the parade. They'll be running ahead of us, and we hope they run fast enough that we don't run over them. So people should be aware that when the runners start coming by, the parade will be about 5 minutes behind them. But I think it's a really neat idea to have them do that, because it's just going to, I think, give the runners even that whole audience all the way along that can cheer them on. And I hope that people get into that spirit and then give them a little encouragement. I used to run the canal run before I got partial tears in my Achilles, and it was always nice to get into town, or even along 203 there'd be people outside sitting along the highway, and so it was nice to have that little bit of a keep going kind of thing. So this will give the runners a good chance to get all that kind of support, and it'll give the people who come for the parade a good little extra little preview of things.
Should be fun to run with no traffic on these new streetscapes in front of a big crowd. I think that'll be a great experience for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a great addition. Whoever came up with that one, pat on the back, because that's a really neat thing. As it's being pointed over to Ryan. I would partake, but even if I was able to make it the whole 5K, the color guard would be running me over.
No, it's a run, Rick, and you get a head start.
Yeah.
You get a 5K. So I think we'll be able to stay ahead of them.
Actually, I'm actually in the parade. We'll be there with our radio stations and being part of that. Right. So I'll be able to, if I'm not driving, I can walk at a nice leisurely pace along next to the car. So 3 days, or four, considering with the, if you count the helicopter rides on Thursday, all of this activity downtown and in the park, after it's all done, how does it all get cleaned up?
So that's part of our volunteer needs. We have setup crew on Friday from noon to 3, and we have a teardown crew scheduled for 9 o'clock Sunday morning. So anyone that's interested in helping us tear down can volunteer for that. Again, email bridgefest@up.net if you'd like to volunteer, and we'll be taking all the tables and chairs down and taking our fencing down, all of our signs, and getting everything ready for Superior Equipment and Events to come take their big tents down and take our tables and chairs away and all that kind of stuff. So,
for our last couple of minutes here, I'm going to ask you to run down your schedule real quick that people can find. Is it bridgefestfun.com or .org?
.com. Bridgefestfun.com. Some other Bridgefest somewhere else got the bridgefest.com. So bridgefestfun.com. And there are links to our schedule, full comprehensive schedule there, all the times and all the dates. Also, a nice feature of that is if you click on, if there's a link for the location, you click on that and it'll show you the Google map of where you're supposed to go for that event. Okay. So that's a nice feature there. Also has the registration forms like I was talking about, has the information for the 5K, has our contact information if you need to email or call us. It has, if you're looking to pay for your parade registration or vendor registration, or if you just want to donate to the event, there's a donate now button on the main page that's a PayPal payment option for online payments. So the website is really comprehensive. I want to mention opusweb.com. They do that website for us as a sponsorship, and they do a great job, and they're very responsive, and they keep our website up to date. And everything is there. So head online, and we'll be able to get everything figured out for you, and just email that bridgefest@up.net with any questions you have, and we make sure we get answers out to everything that comes in there.
Okay, and your bands performing again are?
Night Screamer is the headliner on Friday night, and then Tom Cataline and Highway 41 on Saturday night. We have many other acts as well, but those are our two headlining bands for the two nights.
Yeah, there'll be music throughout the whole afternoon, each day. So
on Friday and Saturday, yes.
Great, fantastic. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the program and talking about it. It is always the one of the best weekends of the summer, the first great weekend of the summer. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.